Talk about a solution and it is yours. Talk about a solution and it is yours. However I turn my thought, I get its results. No matter what I do with my thought, no matter what I do with my thinking, I get its results. Because its results are exactly what is important to me. Results are exactly the type of thing I'm thinking about. So when I'm thinking about happiness, and I'm thinking about joy, I'm thinking about peace, when I'm thinking about goodness, those are just the things that come into my life. Those are just the things that come into my thinking. For my thinking is only what I think about. It is only what I believe. It is only what I know. Now, as I know these things, and as I let these things be in my world, then they are in my world. And I love it. And I know it's true, because that's exactly where my thought is. That's exactly where my life is, my world is. Exactly where I am thinking. How capable am I of controlling my thinking, of handling my thinking? How capable am I of controlling what sort of attitudes go into my mind? What attitudes go into my thought? How capable am I? Well, I'm as capable as I choose to be. Whatever I choose to let my thoughts dwell on, that's what I dwell upon. Now, I can be in the most difficult circumstance of the world, and if my thoughts are dwelling upon peace and dwelling upon love and dwelling upon joy, then that's what I experience. I can only experience wherever my thoughts are. I can only experience whatever I am dwelling on in my thoughts. Now, do I like to dwell on positive things? Do I like to dwell on honor and truth and joy and oneness and unconditional love and peace? Do I like to enjoy those topics as my everyday welfare, my everyday fare of thinking? What is it I like to think about? What is it that makes me so happy, that makes me so content and makes me so fulfilled with all joy and all goodness? Well, that's what my life is. It is no more and it's no less. It is whatever my choice of thought is about. Now, am I ready to think about things that are good and beautiful and wonderful? Am I ready to think about things that are going to be uplifting to me? Am I ready to be master of my thought, master of my world, master of every experience that comes along? Do little things bother me? Do little things irritate me? They say that when you get older, you sometimes have little irritation spots. You become irritable. And when you are younger, you are only alert and aware. But when you're older, you become irritable. Now, why do they say those things? Why don't they say, when you become older, you become more mellow, you become more joyous, you become more peaceful, you become more blasé about things. Life is not a problem to you. Life is a joy to you. Life is a beautiful experience for you, really. And that is exactly what it is. It is a beautiful experience to each of us as we allow it to be in our life, as we allow it to be what we think about. Just because you have a broken leg doesn't mean that you're out of action. It only means that your leg is healing and coming back to its original purity and integrity. Just because you have an argument with someone doesn't mean that forever and ever you've lost a joyful, happy, harmonious relationship with that person. You immediately stop and say, "Hey, I like you. Hey, you're a wonderful person. Hey, let's think about this. Did you know that? Hey, and change the subject. Get involved in something beautiful. Get involved in something uplifting, something that makes you feel happy and makes you feel joyful. Wherever your thought is, wherever your solution is, there is your experience. No matter what a person may do in your world, if they come into your world and come into your world with some experiences that are tough, they come into your world with some experiences that are sort of not harmonious with what you want to do, change the subject. You change the subject and you say, ah, yes, I think this is a good idea. What's a good idea? I think it's a good idea to think about happy thoughts, to be unconditionally loving, to treat everybody in the world as if they are my very special beloved friends. I write letters to people and I say, beloved. I write business letters to people and I say, beloved. I write letters to friends and to people I don't even know and I say, beloved. Because all people on the face of the earth are my creation. They are all my beloved. They are all wonderful beings in my life. And I can only think about them in this wonderful way. I can only think of them in this happy, joyful way. As a beloved friend, as a beloved person in my life. Because I love every person in my world. I love every circumstance in my world. I talk about solutions, and they are mine. I look at the world, and I love it, and it is mine. I look at my world, and I hate it, and oh, wow, is it terrible. It's my choice, whatever I choose to do. What solution am I looking at? What solution do I want to be mine? What solution is the most important thing in the world to me? What solution is all that I am looking for in my life? What solution is it? And there is only one solution. And that solution is a solution of peace. That solution is a solution of unconditional love. Now you say, how can anyone ever have unconditional love for themselves and for another? Well, the point is, first you start with yourself. You have unconditional love with yourself first. You accept yourself exactly the way you are and say, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious. No matter what you may have been doing a moment before, when you start saying, I am fantastic, I'm glorious, I like me, I have unconditional love for myself, then you stop looking at anything that might have been a problem, that might have been something not desirable, and you begin to look at all the things that are desirable, that are wonderful, that are joyous, that are fantastic, that are glorious. Because wherever your thought is, that is the solution to your problem. And I talk about a solution, and it is mine. You talk about a solution, and it is yours. No matter who on the face of the earth exists, whatever we talk about, that is ours. However I turn my thought, I get its results. Are there people in my life who come into my world and have a negative response in my world? They sort of bring in unhappy vibrations, they bring in unhappy emotions, they bring in unhappy feelings. That's the time that we must get busy! They are flagging us and they're saying, hey, I'm bringing unhappy emotions in here. You want them? You want them? You want them? And we say, hey, my life is filled with happy emotions. No one can come into my world unless their vibrations are just like mine, happy and joyous and free now all the time. No one can come into my world at all unless they are thinking like I am, thinking in peace, thinking in harmony, thinking in joy, thinking in unconditional love, thinking in peace, thinking in honor, thinking in truth, thinking in awe. It's my choice. It's my choice, and wherever my choice takes me, that's where I am. Whatever I like in my world, that's where I am. Whatever is important to me in my world, that's where I am. I talk about a solution, and it is mine. However I turn my thought, however I turn my thinking, however I turn my attitude, that is who I am. This day, my attitude is an attitude of joy, of honor, of unconditional love, of truth, of peace, of allness. And that's all it is. And I love it. No one can enter my world unless they are my beloved. And if they're my beloved, then they are good and very good, and I am very happy about it. Join me in this recognition of truth about talk about a solution, and it is yours. You got it. I love you. I love you. I love you.